You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
A hearty and happy welcome to a TGIF edition of the Gym Class. Thanks for bringing us along today, the first of three local programming hours. We will be followed by Todd Brommelkamp's show with Alex from 4 to 6. Good show for you today. We'll have a Friday topic that is sure to light up the text line, I believe. We'll bring that question to you momentarily. And a couple stories making the rounds this week that deserve some attention and comment, in my opinion. We'll get to those in a minute, but I want to bring you up to date with news of the day, near and far. Major League Baseball, only one afternoon game going on right now. The surging White Sox and the reeling Royals getting together for a doubleheader in Chicago. It's Lucas Giolito against Brad Keller right now. The Royals have a 2-1 lead in the top of the third. So we'll keep you abreast of that game, all the other action under the lights tonight. Locally, courtesy of KJ Pilcher of the Gazette, Cedar Rapids Prairie wrestling coach Kane Thompson has resigned his position. Head wrestling coach the last 6 years. For the Hawks, he's going to pursue and accept an administrative position with the high school and the school district. Kane, very decorated, had a terrific career at Alburnett. Led the Hawks to two state dual appearances and two Mississippi Valley Conference Super Meet titles. So we wish the best to Kane Thompson there. A big afternoon and evening in college baseball and softball. The Iowa Hawkeyes hosting Illinois on both the baseball and softball diamonds as the Big Ten seasons wind down. Both teams in contention for an NCAA tournament berth should they finish strong. Kirkwood is in a regional, hosting a regional right now, baseball regional, that is. That'll go on all weekend. And the American Rivers Conference softball tournament being held, at least half of it, at Coe College going on this afternoon. So best of luck to all these those teams. It is in the postseason or nearing the postseason in high school and college athletics. I know college track teams are holding their conference meets this weekend. We had high school state qualifying meets last night. Congratulations to all the boys and girls who qualified there. By the way, my name is Mark Dukes. I'm joined by Buttons today. Scott Unash, typically on Friday, will be away as he prepares for Hawkeye Downs racing tonight. Scott will be back with us on Monday. Afternoon, Buttons.
Afternoon. It is a beautiful Friday out there. A little cloudy, but not too bad. And just wait for next week. We got some exciting stuff coming up on the show that not even you know about, Mr. Dukes.
I'll be anxious to hear about that. I've got a couple things to offer folks. Perhaps it is something on your mind as well. But yeah, weather-wise, mid-60s, good day going on in eastern Iowa. There are some very light showers perhaps headed our way. They've crossed I-35 and appear may get hit. They're hit and miss. Nothing to be too serious about. First story I want to get to today is a piece written by Vanessa Miller of the Gazette. And she dove into, back in the summer when the pandemic was raging and it was going to cripple Iowa's budgets and many other college budgets. And there were suggestions that coaches take a 15% pay cut and or contributed in some other ways. The exact words were, coaches were asked to consider a voluntary salary reduction or make a donation of some kind. That was from Athletic Director Gary Barta. Vanessa Miller's piece revealed that across the board, coaches under contract went ahead and took those 15% salary decreases, including Fran McCaffrey, Lisa Bluter, Tom Brands, and many other sports. What her story does say is there are 10 football coaches, including Kirk Ferentz, who did not take a voluntary 15% pay cut. And once again, it was the coaches were asked to consider a voluntary salary reduction or make a donation. The football coaches, not including Kirk Ferentz, decided to forego their bowl game bonuses, which saved the university $430,000, a little bit more than that, but around $430,000. The coaches who decided to take a temporary voluntary pay cut saved the university $1.6 million. I have a couple takes on this. Number one is that I don't know personally how the coaches taking bowl bonus, foregoing those bowl bonuses compared to if they would have taken a 15% pay cut. I don't have that information. As far as Kirk Ferentz goes, he did not take that 15% salary reduction. However, he did give $400,000, according to Vanessa's story, to the Letterman's group in their efforts. And frankly, Kirk Ferentz and his wife Mary have given millions of dollars to the university voluntarily over the years during his 20-plus year tenure at the University of Iowa. Millions to the athletic department, to the children's hospital, on and on and on. And some folks out there criticizing Kirk Ferentz for not participating in this 15% reduction. I find it laughable. The problem is that athletic director Gary Barta said in the summer that McCaffrey, Bluter, Brands, and Kirk Ferentz were going to be included in this 15% pay cut. Did Gary Barta misspeak? Did he consider the $400,000 that Ferentz gave recently to the Letterman's effort, pay reduction? The $400,000 is more than 15% of what Kirk Ferentz makes. And once again, Ferentz and his wife have given millions and millions of dollars to the university. So I don't think for a minute that Kirk Ferentz should be criticized in this regard. 319-366-1600, your chance to weigh in on the phone line or the text line today. Always appreciate your participation there. Any takes, Buttons?
Yeah, you know, I go back and forth with this situation. I can see both sides. But at the end of the day, we need to look at what 15% of $2.6 million is, which is roughly $390,000, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong. From everything that the Kirks have donated, both Mary and Kirk have donated so much within his time at Iowa and within the last year or so. I don't see a problem with him not taking a pay cut. He's given the money right back to the athletic program. So at the end of the day, there's no reason for him to take that 15% if he's just going to give it back.
And the problem, once again, here is kind of PR related. Now, why did Gary Barta say what he did in the summer, that Ferentz is going to be included in the 15% voluntary pay cuts Perhaps minds were changed. I don't know since the moment he made that comment. But again, he recently $400,000 to support football Letterman initiatives. And yeah, I don't see where Ferentz should be the target of any criticism. If anything, maybe Gary Barta needs to explain why he included Kirk Ferentz with the other head coaches when he did. And remember, one other thing is that the fiscal year is not done. It's done. It is finished. A new fiscal year starts July 1. So technically, some contributions could still be made if coaches, you know, feel the need to do so. But, you know, to forego a bowl bonus, you know, that's a contribution. I don't know the amount, especially a bonus that I wouldn't play in a bowl game. Remember, Missouri had to cancel because of COVID-19 issues. There was no bowl game. But these guys still got a bonus nonetheless. So 319-366-1600. Perhaps this doesn't hit home at all. Perhaps you're okay with it. Perhaps you don't care. Perhaps you are a little critical of the situation. But a credit again to Vanessa Miller, her piece in the Gazette talking about these things. I think I don't have a lot more to say on the subject, but I just think that people are just so quick to criticize on certain things. I mean, it's our culture these days, I think. 1527 on the text line. If Tom Izzo didn't give up 15%, would you guys feel the same way? Kirk is getting the benefit of the doubt yet again. That from our friend Ralph in Riverside. Well, Ralph, you just gonna discount Ralph the $400,000 that Kirk gave to the Letterman's initiative and the millions he has voluntarily given in the past just because he didn't do the same thing as Fran McCaffrey did, or Lisa Bluter. Maybe that's a valid point of criticism, Ralph.
If he didn't give what he was giving back to the athletic program, then that would be a completely different story. But because of the numbers that we can see from Vanessa Miller's article from the Gazette, I just don't feel like Kirk should be getting that much criticism.
8919 on the text line. If Kirk chooses to donate a portion of his paycheck to a charity, he decides whether the money goes versus taking a pay cut, and the university decides what they do with that money. Get off his back, open up your bank account, haters, and show us where your donations went. Well, I'm going to spend the weekend, folks, making out my taxes and making out a hefty check. That's a donation that I don't want to make, but that's beside the point. Nobody wants to hear about my problems. 319-366-1600. Another story I want. Look, Buttons, I'm going to throw out our topic question and give people time to think about it. We're going to address it at the bottom of the hour. I think it's going to be a popular one. The question goes like this. Which athlete or person in sports, present or past, would you most like to spend a day with? Give it some thought. We'll get to that topic in about 10 or 12 minutes. I have a decent list going here, and I think it'll be fun. It's usually one of our most popular segments, right, Buttons?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely our most popular segment.
What do we have going on next week you want to pry the top off of?
Can't tell you yet. I just want people to listen at the beginning of the show on Monday. That's all I'm giving you right now.
Are we talking about Indianapolis 500 tickets?
That's one thing, but we also, I forgot all about that. Thank you for reminding me about that one.
Yeah, now all next week, we'll be giving away, I think it's 3 pair.
Yep.
Of tickets to the Indianapolis 500 coming up later this month. And they're allowing, I think, better than 50% capacity over there. It's obviously a huge place. And I'm not sure what the protocols are in Indiana these days, but a great chance for you to win a pair of tickets to the Indianapolis 500 coming up next week. Another story I want to touch on, Buttons, is in, it doesn't have any maybe local ramifications, but it's yet another episode in the saga of what we know as the NCAA. The Women's National NCAA Division I Golf Regionals was played earlier this week, except for the one in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where they received about 7 inches of rain prior to the tournament. And on the eve of the championship beginning play, the organizers decided that the course was, quote, playable, but not championship level playable. And you can imagine the women who had played all year, had sat out last year because of COVID-19, they get their one opportunity to play in the postseason, and it's ripped away from them because organizers believe the course was not championship level playable. And in reading more about this, the organizers experimented with resizing holes to avoid low areas, making par fives, par fours, perhaps par threes. But that would have reduced the overall 18-hole par to in the 67 to 68 range. And they felt that was unacceptable. These girls wanted to play badly. And you can't blame them, especially after what went on. In 2020. And there's all kinds of ways you could have gone ahead and played this tournament. You could have embedded balls. There's going to be embedded balls, do a lift clean in place, and, you know, make every effort to try to get the tournament in and allow these women an opportunity to play in the postseason. What they did is they took the top 6 seeds on the team side and the top 3 seeds on the women's side, poof, you get to go on to the NCAA championships next week in Arizona. I just thought it was so unfortunate. It just seems to be that there could have been a compromise, a contingency plan of some kind. And granted, 7 inches of rain is a lot of rain. But, gosh, let them play.
Yeah, and did you see the photos of the course that were posted on social media?
I did, and it didn't look too bad. In fact, when they disallowed the women from playing in a practice round, some men were seen on the course, and they were believed to be members of the LSU men's golf team getting in a practice round. The photos I saw didn't have any standing water. I mean, it wasn't the whole course that was pictured, but I played on water tracks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm seeing some standing water in these photos, but it's still playable.
Consequently, one comment from one of the golfers who are not going on to the NCAA tournament. Said, thanks for ending our careers. That's fine. How do you do? And Lucas Giolito getting lit up a little bit in Chicago right now. Top of the 4th inning, the Kansas City Royals really slumping. Right now leading 5-1. Of course, these games are 7 innings. First of a doubleheader in Chicago. tonight, the Minnesota Twins will entertain the AL Western Division leading Oakland Athletics. After getting swept by the White Sox, in comes Oakland for a three-game set. We'll have it for you here tonight, 107.5 FM at 6:30 p.m. We'll also have the Twins and the A's for the Saturday and Sunday games as well. And actually a treat for Cardinal fans, if you're a Cardinal fan out there, KGYM has two of the three games in the Cardinal series against San Diego, Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 5 p.m. That will be on all three of our frequencies. So a treat for Cardinal fans and Twins fans. I know you're hoping to the team can right the ship, as am I. Poll question today at KGYMRadio.com. Brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City. Thanks to Steve Anderson and his team doing great work there since 2003. Is Twins manager Rocco Baldelli on the hot seat? Simple yes or no question. You can vote at KGYMRadio.com. Well, he's certainly not endeared himself to the Twins fan base this year. Twins 11 games under 500 and the worst record in the major leagues at this point. On the other hand, Baldelli has led the Twins to two straight division titles, albeit last year in a shortened season. And he was the American League Manager of the Year in the last full season in 2019. He can't hit. He can't pitch. He perhaps can learn how to win an extra inning game. The Twins are 0-7 in those games. He can't control injuries presently to Byron Buxton and Alex Kirilloff. Kirilloff, the former colonel, as is Buxton. Kirilloff just getting rolling at the plate. He suffers a wrist injury. He could perhaps suggest getting rid of Miguel Sano. Is he on the hot seat? I don't know if it's hot, but it's getting warm, and people have a short memory in terms of whether a manager can manage. I'm not ready to give up on him. I think there's a lot of other problems with this team. I mentioned Sano. The pitching has not been up to snuff, especially the bullpen. Kenta Maeda has not been the Maeda of the past year or so. Again, the bullpen, you bring in, Colome from the White Sox and he's been atrocious. So that points to the front office and maybe with Baldelli's blessing, in that regard. So go ahead and vote KGYMRadio.com is Rocco Baldelli on the hot seat. What say you? All right, Buttons, let's get to a break. And when we come back, we're going to start our topic because I think I want to give it plenty of room. And we'll get to that. Which athlete or person in sports, present or past, would you most like to spend a day with? Think about it. When we return, we'll discuss right here on the Gym Class.
We've all had that dream. Tie game. Bottom of the ninth. Bases loaded. Well, on FanDuel Sportsbook, you can get more than one shot to swing for the fences. Because FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free. That's right, new users get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. There is a reason FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook. The app is simple to use, they've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same-game parlay, and always-on promotions to let you get more action out of every game day. And when you win, FanDuel pays you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. And the live betting comes in handy as well during MLB games. If you see a trend you like in the middle of a game, FanDuel lets you easily place your bet. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code KUHN to get in on the action. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code KUHN. Must be 21 plus and present in Iowa. First online real money wager only for risk-free bet. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. To gambling problem, call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
You're upgrading your home, planning an incredible master bath and stunning open concept kitchen. But for the backyard deck, something square? Imagination shouldn't end at the back door. Go against the grain for truly inspired outdoor living with TimberTech. Experience design versatility and technological superiority to vastly improve your home improvement. Make your outdoor living space the place to be with TimberTech from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our menu is just as tempting. That's why friends always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. Stop in today with your favorite people. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids. Welcome back home.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents...
Doug.
Check it out, Limu. A roadside carnival.
Step right up, folks. Test your strength. Come see the fire-breathing baby.
Let's fan out and tell people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Look! An emu wearing sunglasses!
Limu, you're famous. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
My community means everything to me. That's why I joined the Army National Guard. I'm proud of where I'm from, and as a soldier, I get to give back to the people that helped me succeed. The training and leadership skills I get from the Army National Guard help me every day when I teach young people and look out for my community. If you'd like to learn how you too can serve part-time in the community you love, visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Welcome back to a Friday edition of the Gym Class. Mark Dukes and Buttons with you today. We miss Scott Unas as usual, but he will be back on Monday, and we will look forward to that. Before we get into our topic and the text line already buzzing with responses, 2030 weighing in on the Twins and the poll question. I have money on the Twins tonight, so let's go. That's one way to look at it.
Yeah.
Our friend Joel and Muscatine, in regards to the Kirk Ferentz story that we were just discussing, Mark, as an editor, how would you have handled the Kirk Ferentz salary story? From a journalistic point of view, would you have handled it differently? Seems like this reporter has a history of trying to find the worst in Kirk Ferentz. I guess a couple things about that. I didn't see it as a non-factual story. I thought Vanessa brought the facts to the table. The headline on at least the online version of this story reads, "No University of Iowa football coaches took pay cuts amid pandemic, including Ferentz." And a sub-headline, "Coaches McCaffrey, Bluder, Brands took pandemic pay cuts, not Ferentz." And I have to admit, the headline reflects Vanessa's lead, which basically says the same thing. But I don't know if I would have handled it differently, Joel. I'd have to think about that some. But once again, Gary Barta asked coaches, didn't demand, as far as I know, he asked coaches to consider taking a voluntary temporary salary reduction or making a donation. What was Kirk Ferentz's $400,000 contribution to the Letterman's Club? Was that a donation? Granted, it wasn't a salary reduction, but I don't know. I think the stronger point was made that the football coaching staff, and by the way, Ken O'Keefe in Vanessa's story donated $20,000 from his salary. None of the other coaches did except for their bowl bonuses. So answer your question, Joel. I would have to reflect on that a bit. I've read Vanessa's story a couple times, and I don't think there's anything factually wrong with it. But maybe the approach could have been different. That's debatable. All right. Our topic for this Friday, which athlete or person in sports, present or past, would you like to spend a day with? You want to get us started, Buttons?
Yeah. Let's start with Pat Tillman. Do you remember him?
Of course I do. The Arizona State product who was killed in military action. I believe when he was with the NFL Cardinals, right?
Yep. Right after 9/11, he was deployed to Afghanistan around the same time that my dad was deployed to over there. And, you know, I guess just part of me really wants to, you know, sit down, have a few adult beverages with him and talk about his life. Sadly, he's not with us anymore, but I feel like that'd be an interesting conversation.
Yeah, I've also put a question on my Facebook page and gotten some responses, including Babe Ruth, which has come up on the text line that from Wade on my Facebook page. Shoeless Joe Jackson by Mike. Janet says Bobby Knight. Bobby Knight was on my list. How about spending the day with Bobby Knight? And Ryan mentioned Stan Musial. Love to hear him talk about the art of hitting. Boy, I think Bobby Knight would be fascinating, wouldn't he not?
Oh, he definitely would. That'd be a great time.
I had an opportunity to participate in a similar exercise when George Raveling was the men's basketball coach at Iowa. I asked George to give me a day. I can shadow him and spend a day with him, actually. And he was gracious enough to do so. It didn't get off to a great start. We were supposed to meet at a chain breakfast place in the Iowa City Coralville area, and I went to the wrong one. We finally hooked up. I didn't have breakfast. George did. At any rate, spent some time at his house. If you know the backstory there, George had a tremendous book collection, and he possessed, and I think he still possesses, the I Have a Dream speech that Martin Luther King wrote. He was given that in 1963, when Martin Luther King delivered that speech. I held it in my hand, and I'll never forget that. And then we went to George's office and spent some time there about this, that, and the other thing. And finally, there was a game that night. So a day in the life of George Raveling, not a novel idea that it's been done before, but that was a great opportunity for me to delve into what a day in the life of the head coach would look like. So Matt and Fairfax on the text line, Jackie Robinson, just to see what he actually went through and how he dealt with it. That's beautiful, Matt. I mean, how can you go wrong with that? It's that would be a terrific day to spend. 2752. And this isn't going to hit home well for some folks. I would love to spend a day with Steve Alford. Hmm. 0209 would love to spend a day with Niall Kinnick or Duke Slater. Great men of character. 0497 on the text line, Dale Earnhardt. I assume that would be senior 0497. 98-43 with a great one. Johnny Orr, the former Michigan and Iowa State basketball coach, who was just a cut up. Great coach, a very humorous guy, and I'm sure would tell stories to no end. I mean, Andy on the text line, I would like to spend a day trying to keep up with Babe Ruth. He seemed like an engaging guy who really knew how to have fun and would have great stories. Andy, you couldn't put down as many hot dogs as the Babe did in one day, I don't think, huh? 1527, Tommy Lasorda. 1364 has two. Franco Harris and Johnny Bench. Again, which athlete or person in sports, present or past, would you most like to spend a day with? In the Matt and Fairfax brought up Jackie Robinson, and one of the guys on my list was Hank Aaron, because I know Hank Aaron, although later than Jackie Robinson, went through some of the same racial difficulties, situations that Jackie Robinson did, paved the way for folks like Aaron and others. And Jesse Owens in that regard as well, I think I would love to have spent a day, especially in 1936 in Germany at the Olympics, with one Jesse Owens. Back to the text line. I knew this would happen. We just got all kinds of different offerings on this topic. 0835, Vince Lombardi or Hayden Fry, two great characters. Would love to pick their brain. And Hayden Fry has popped up on my Facebook page with our friend Eugene and others. I spent many a day with Hayden Fry, and never a dull moment. 91-85, I would love to spend a day with 25-year-old Mickey Mantle. And how about spending a day with Mantle, Billy Martin, and Whitey Ford? I don't know if I would have survived.
I don't think anybody would have survived that. That's
wow. 8761, a guy that's on my list, and that is Harry Carey. I'm not a Chicago fan. I'm not a St. Louis fan, but how could you not want to spend a day with Harry Carey and pick his brain and listen to some of his stories? 5899 on the text line. I got to spend a day with Roy Clark while I was his caddy at the Amana VIP.
Wow.
For younger folks who don't remember, the VIP was an annual terrific golf tournament. Attracted all kinds of athletes, celebrities. Roy Clark, of course, country music fame. He held court. Boy, 5899, did you spend the night with him as well? Because Roy Clark was known to have spent most of the night at the University Athletic Club holding court and then going straight to the first tee the next morning. That would have been a lot of fun. Thanks for that, 5899. Buttons, do you have any other offerings?
I do. This should have been my lead in here, but Andre the Giant. Now, I know WWF, I think is what it was back then. Crazy, but I got to give you this story. So back when he was in Cedar Rapids, he was arrested. Most people know that story, right?
Right.
My grandfather was the supervising officer that told the cops to arrest Andre the Giant. Now,
hoping he wouldn't exist.
Right. Which story goes is he was very, very nice about it. Andre the Giant he was very gentle. But the cops were worried because they couldn't put the handcuffs on him just because of how massive this man was. So if I could today, I would go to Andre the Giant and really apologize, really get that off my grandfather's chest. But out of everything in the Buttons family, that story of Andre the Giant is probably on the top of the mantle.
What was he arrested for after drinking his 20th beer of the night? Or
no, he assaulted a cameraman, if I remember correctly.
Ah.
I think it was a cameraman from the Des Moines Register. Or, no. Some sort of news crew.
Okay.
I'll have to go back and look at it, but yeah.
I think I've related this story, and as a young pup reporter, I was assigned to a Veterans Coliseum downtown where Andre the Giant and former Iowa State wrestler Chris Taylor were going to be on a card. And assigned to do a story on Andre the Giant, arranged ahead of time, was taken to the door behind which the wrestlers were getting ready. Opened the door, and they weren't getting ready. They were playing cards and cutting up and whatnot. I will never forget how big that man was, how his hand enveloped mine. Yeah. It was just unbelievable. But he's a very nice guy. Kind of hard to understand.
All right.
Yeah.
So I found the piece. It looked like it was a cameraman from KCRG.
Ah.
It was KCRG and the radio station KRNA.
Interesting.
Yeah. So there's a little bit of history there.
Which athlete or person in sports would you most like to spend a day with? A person present or in the past? And I have a couple media guys that I put on my list. One is Howard Cosell. Not because I necessarily liked Howard Cosell, but I'm sure he would add tons of stories and opinions about this, that, and the other. And another that some folks may not be familiar with, the writer and author Dan Jenkins, who was famously covered golf, wrote some hilarious books. His daughter, Sally, now in the media, was with the Washington Post. I'm not sure if she still is or not, but at any rate, Dan Jenkins would have been a great guy to spend a day with. 4851 would like to have spent a day with Bobby Hull. Interesting. 0835, Kobe Bryant. So much there I'd love to ask about in his life. On the wrestling side of things, Andre or Macho Man, Randy Savage. 1238, would love to spend a day with Tom Brands.
I've spent a little bit of time with Tom Brands. He is a nice guy. He's just very intense.
I can't disagree with that. I mean, how about this? How about spending a day with John Daly? John Daly, the golfer who won a couple major championships. Love to have a good time. Still does, I think. But his story after being an alternate and winning the British Open and, you know, loves his music. And I think it'd be a great time with him. And how can Muhammad Ali not be on your list, Buttons?
Oh, he's on my list.
Okay.
As a former wrestler in the great county of Benton, we had a mural up on our school of Muhammad Ali, and I remember going up to wrestling practice every day. It was just a giant picture of Muhammad Ali.
How about spending a day with Pete Rose in his gambling days?
You know, I thought about putting him on my list, and it it would have worked. And then I remember the gambling, and he went further down my list because of that.
A few more minutes to weigh in. Which person would you most like to spend a day with from the sports world? And, you know, there's no wrong answer here. Obviously, that's why we love to throw around these Friday topics, because it's your opinion. And your opinions are not wrong when it comes to these topics. Welsh on the text line. Michael Jordan, golf cards and expensive cigars. Couldn't go wrong there. 8761, I'd love to spend a day with Arnold Palmer. No women. We don't have a woman. What woman you'd like to spend the day with? I mean, is it Serena Williams? Is it Billie Jean King?
Billie Jean King.
Yeah.
That'd be she would have stories to tell.
No doubt about it. Wedge on the text line. I would go with Groucho Marx, but also David Robinson. We can always count on you, Wedge. Thanks a lot. A few more minutes on our topic today. 5202 with an interesting one. Mark Grace, the former Cub, a former Diamondback. I wonder why that would be. Just your favorite player, 5202. Here come the women, 4851. Pat Summitt, the former Tennessee coach, the late former Tennessee coach. And I think you can throw C. Vivian Stringer in to that group as well. Of course, she went through her issues. Remember with Don Imus, what he awfully called her Rutgers women's basketball team, lost his job over it, at least temporarily. But Vivian Stringer, before she even got to Iowa, Cheney State, paving the way for black women's coaches, and just has had a tremendous life. She had I believe, a son who was disabled, or still does. Yeah, what an interesting woman she was. I don't know if I can get to all these people. Come on. 1626, John McEnroe.
Okay. Jeff on the text line. John Wayne. Love
it. Person in sports history.
Love it.
2752. I wouldn't mind spending a day with Pierre Pierce. The former Iowa women's Iowa basketball player who got in some trouble here under Steve Alford. Not that Alford had anything. Well, he did have something to do with the disposition of Pierre Pierce, but that was certainly an interesting time. John in Columbus Junction weighing in with Jerry Tarkanian. John, are you a towel chewer too? Ah, just kidding, John. Just kidding. 319-366-1600. Might have time to squeeze in just a couple more. And can't thank you enough for weighing in on our topic today. 3330, echoing a previous comment, Niall Kinnick. That would have been fascinating. Obviously, you know, none of us, or very few of us, saw him play. We know what might have been in store for him had he not been killed in that plane crash. Of course, won the Heisman Trophy. Such a tremendous speech he gave there that I've heard many times. And one of the most fascinating figures in Iowa sports history, I think. 4757, Becky Lynch or Seth Rollins? 1626, I couldn't agree more, Jack Trice. 1722 on the text line, would love to have spent of the day with the Wizard of Westwood, John Wooden. 1907, offering Bear Bryant. Buns, I need to think we need to close up shop on our topic, but it's been a lot of fun. And, yeah, I'd like to spend the day with Joe Namath back in 1968, too. How about that?
Michael Phelps, 2012. That's my closing.
There you go. We'll have another topic for you soon, but thanks for weighing in, everyone. We need to get to one more break before we close up shop right here on the Gym Class. We'll do it right now.
Refresh your home with a new coat of paint from Menards. Dutch Boy Forever Paint and Primer in 1 offers exceptional hide and fade resistance for a beautiful color that lasts. Its advanced all-weather formula protects the painted surface from the harshest of weather conditions. Save 11% on Dutch Boy Forever exterior paint. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through May 15th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Cedar Rapids is the cereal capital of the world, and Fong's Pizza has been known to take what you think you know about pizza and turn it upside down. So it only makes sense we'd find a way to take cereal and make it into a delectable pizza. And we've done just that, taking your favorite cereals, Fruit Loops, Crunch Berry, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and turning them into awesome pizzas. Try one today, only at Fong's Pizza. Curbside, dine-in, and delivery. Fong's Pizza. No rules, just great pizza.
It is Small Business Month, and Dell Technologies and Windows are celebrating your unstoppable drive. Save up to 45% on powerful PCs with Windows 10 Pro to work from anywhere, plus top monitors and docks for the ultimate business setup, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right business tech, server, storage, and cloud solutions at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL for Small Business Month savings.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like Taylor Swift choosing what to wear.
It's looking kind of chilly out today. I think I'll go with a cardigan.
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Welcome back to the last few minutes of the Gym Class on this Friday. Mark Dukes and Buttons with you this afternoon. Hope you're having a terrific day out there and going into the weekend here. Reminder that 4 to 6, it's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. And again, every weekday at 5 p.m. during the guys' show, tune into Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire Service. Linder with 3 locations in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. Open and ready to help with your car, truck, or van needs, whether you need an emergency service or regular maintenance. Go to Linder Tire Service, or you can access them on Facebook. Update from Major League Baseball, the first game of 2 at in Chicago. The White Sox and the Royals getting together nearing the end of game 1, and the Royals holding a lead on the White Sox right now. I'm waiting for my screen to refresh to give you a score, and I'll do that in just 1 minute. But 5-2, top of the 6th inning, the Royals leading the White Sox. Mentioned next week, we're going to give away 3 pair of tickets to the Indianapolis 500, and we're also going to welcome back a sponsor and offer a new segment on the Gym Class. Emo's Hideaway rejoining us, and we'll debut that new segment, daily segment, on Monday's Gym Class. Really looking forward to that. Buttons, do you have news to share?
Nope, just listen to the opening of the Gym Class on Monday. It's going to be exciting.
Something I don't even know about.
Something you don't even know about. I believe Scott knows, but I don't believe he knows when this is going to come.
All right. We need to wrap it up here on the Gym Class. Twins baseball, 6:30 on 107.5 FM buttons. Thanks. And thanks, everyone, for listening.
It is Small Business Month, and Dell Technologies and Windows are celebrating your unstoppable drive. Save up to 45% on powerful PCs with